into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police in New York requesting a search warrant for a location in the city where they think the suspect in Brian Thompson's killing may have been staying. Thompson, the CEO of United Healthcare, who was gunned down yesterday morning outside a hotel in Midtown. The U.S. Supreme Court could consider several options in regard to the arguments heard yesterday on whether transgender health care for minors should be an issue left up to the states, including Tennessee, one of 26 states where it's not allowed.
The justices could simply uphold Tennessee's ban on these treatments or send the case back down to the lower courts to take a closer look at the constitutional issues. A decision is expected by June.
That's ABC News senior national correspondent Terry Moran. President-elect Trump's defense secretary nominee Pete Hegseth is expected on Capitol Hill again today. He has spent the past several days meeting with senators and conducting interviews defending himself against allegations of sexual misconduct, alcohol abuse, and financial mismanagement. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Joel Karnick, filling in for Austin Brume. We're brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer with new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Coming up this Sunday, it's a holiday craft workshop for kids, free admission, and a free will donation is appreciated. Make and take holiday crafts for the kids, and you'll be making crafts and cards for local nursing home residents. That's Sunday from 1 to 3 at the Fred Smith Center at Wisconsin Concrete Park, just south of Phillips on Highway 13. You can check out the Wisconsin Concrete Park Facebook page for more information. Do you want to know more about cannabis? Brittany Merlot has more.
And when you hear the word cannabis, you probably think marijuana, which is illegal in Wisconsin. But professors at UWSP say the plant can be used for much more than creating a recreational drug, like being able to clean up PFAS in the soil. Biology professor Brian Berenger is spearheading a new program that aims to teach students about cannabis science and put to rest any misconceptions about the plant. Berenger says that cannabis is a fast-growing industry, and there are several career fields this program can help students get into. The program consists of three courses that cover cannabis history, growing environments, and the chemistry of the plant. They are currently taking enrollments for graduate students in the spring, and undergrads will be able to enroll next fall.
Find more news at 98qcountry.com and at civicmedia.us.
The Bucks' winning streak comes to an end. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost at home to the Hawks 119-104. That snapped the Bucks' seven-game winning streak. The Hawks have now won five in a row. Doc Rivers said after playing the Pistons in Detroit the night before, the Bucks looked tired.
I thought we were dead-legged most of the game. You know, we didn't think well, which is a direct sign of fatigue. Our passes were really late.
College volleyball. Six players from the Badgers women's team named to the Big Ten All-Conference team. And for the second year in a row, the Badgers' Sarah Franklin named Big Ten Player of the Year. NFL, the Green Bay Packers on Thursday Night Football. Lucas Van Ness before boarding the team flight on what to expect from the Lions and the Packers.
We know it's going to be a physical brand of football. I think over there in Detroit and here in Green Bay, we're both two football teams that, you know, want to come out and play a physical brand of football and kind of just dominate you.
That's Packers defensive end Lucas Van Ness. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
From historic title town to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street, serves up a Super Bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken daily. Fridays, enjoy fish fry with salad bar. Saturdays, look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, take it to the house with a tasty prime rib with a championship salad bar. Game day breakfast on Sundays at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
This is the Title Town Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
The Packers and Lions kick off at Ford Field in Detroit tonight, and Green Bay can become a true factor in who wins the division if they can knock off the Lions. I'm Bill Scott. A loss would all but eliminate the Packers from division title contention. Matt LaFleur expecting another physical matchup.
With most good teams that they play the game the right way, and certainly Detroit's been doing it for a couple of years now, and that's who they are, and I think that's who we are as well. So it should be a great game on Thursday night.
Packers won't have Jair Alexander, whose knee still isn't well enough for him to play, and wideout Romeo Dobbs still in the concussion protocol. He's been ruled out as well. On the Lions side, they're missing three defensive linemen and their best offensive tackle, Taylor Decker. I'll have more after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help to protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fires safe while also protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from the tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
Well, the Packers lost to the Lions at home earlier this season. The last time they played in Detroit, they beat the Lions in a Thanksgiving Day matchup last season. Rush end Kingsley Ingobare says they're hoping to take over Ford Field again.
That's probably the best feeling. That's probably kind of what I like about away games. Seeing hopefully the crowd's a little more empty halftime, the fourth quarter, just having with Green Bay fans. That's the goal with every away game. So hopefully that's the objective this week.
Packers and Lions tonight. We'll have reaction from Titletown tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
Partly cloudy and cold today, but it is not going to be windy. Our high right around 20 this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 7 above. Could see a few flurries overnight. Tomorrow mostly cloudy in the low 20s. We'll bounce back into the mid to upper 30s by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 14.
98 Q Country.
When I was 14, I was falling fast for a blue-eyed girl in my homeroom class. Trying to find the courage to ask her out was like trying to get oil from a water spout. What she would have said, I can't say. I never did ask, then she moved away. But I learned something from my blue-eyed girl. Sink or swim, you gotta give it a whirl. Sometimes you lead, sometimes you follow. Don't worry about what you don't know. Life's a dance, you learn as you go. The longer I live, the more I believe. You do have to give if you want to receive. There's a time to listen, a time to talk, and you might have to crawl. And came back for more. Life's a dance, you learn as you go. Sometimes you lead, sometimes you follow. Don't worry about what you don't know. Life's a dance, you learn as you go.
Thank you. back saying love you to the prom queen in a Chevy. I'm John Wayne, Superman, California. I'm a Chris Christopherson song and moaning. I'm a mom and daddy singing along to Don McLean at the levee. And I'm a child of a backseat of freedom, baptized by rock and roll. Marilyn Monroe in the Garden of Eden. Never grow up, never grow up. I'm a Texaco star, I'm a Gibson guitar, still a teenage kid trying to go too far. I'm a jukebox waiting in a neon bar for a quarter. I'm a child of a backseat freedom, baptized by rock and roll. Never let me grow in the Garden of Eden, never grow up, and never grow old. Just another level in the great wide open, on the boulevard of broken. From believing, looking for another way to save my soul. The longer I live, the more I see it. There's only one way. I'm a child of a backseat freedom, baptized by rock and roll. Never live my bow in the Garden of Eden. Never grow up, never grow old. Another rebel in the great wide open, on the boulevard of broken.
Number one.
Hey y'all, my name is Cody Johnson.
You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap.
Hey y'all, it's Lainey Wilson. Great station.
98 Q Country.
Lock the door and turn the lights down low. And put some music on that's soft and slow. And baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on. Just to be your man. There's no hurry, don't you worry. We can take our time. Come a little closer, let's go over what I had in mind. Baby, lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite the strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man. Never loved nobody the way that I love you. We're alone now. You don't know how long I've wanted to lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling that was quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man.
Gotta find her. I don't smoke, but she does when she drinks. So I gotta lie to her. I like whiskey, she likes tequila. So I take one of both. Just in case she walks in, I'll be good to go. She only dances to cowboy songs. Loves to get lost in a moment. She comes alive when the neon's on. Don't wanna leave till it's closing. So I I got a 20 on the jukebox.
knows this place. And I gotta find her.
George Burge, 98Q Country, and a good Thursday to you. What's going on? What's going on with the snow out there? I mean, we're not supposed to get much snow at all today. A few flurries, and I'm looking out my window, and it's, I'm saying... I mean, we don't want to be like those overachievers up in the UP where they're getting like 250 inches of snow. But we're kind of on the pace for that. I'm not sure if the snow that's falling right now is forecasted snow or a combination of lake effect snow also. But it's still coming down pretty good out there. That's good news for our snowmobilers and stuff like that. The bad news is we got some mild weather this weekend. Sunday, we could see highs approaching 40 degrees with maybe some rain showers on Sunday. We really hope that doesn't happen. We need to get those trails open and get people zipping around and having fun on those snowmobiles for tourism and other reasons around here. So let's hope that that is not true, but it is... It's slippery out there this morning, so just be careful as you're venturing out and about and moving around with the snowfall. We got slippery stuff. A little recommendation for you over the holidays, or maybe even tonight if you want to. My wife and I watched a show on Netflix the other night, and it was mentioned to me. I'd heard it a couple of different times, and I like Ted Danson. He did a show called The Good Place, which I thought was pretty good, very funny. But it's a short little 8-episode Netflix series called A Man on the Inside. And it's good. It's not a wow show, but at the end it's funny at times. It kind of talks about the aging process, what it's like to be older, to get older, to deal with the inevitable at the end. I thought it was a good show, and it was only 8 episodes, 30 minutes each, so it was like, 3-4 hours worth of shows or whatever. So if you have Netflix, Man on the Inside, pretty good. Probably not a show that younger kids would like. It doesn't have really any much bad content in it at all, but it's a show that's kind of meant for those, middle age or older. But I thought it was pretty good. Ted Danson's been doing some good stuff. So a little I don't recommend stuff to you too often because my wife and I don't venture out too much in our shows. We go with our old standbys, some of the reruns and stuff like that. We got Packer football tonight, of course. We got it right here for you. If you can't find it on the TV, we'll have it. 5:03 will be the pregame. 7:20 kick. Packers-Lions from Ford Field in Detroit, trying to take down those Motor City Kitties tonight.
Vroom, vroom, vroom. Rev up your engines and save big at D&D Tire and Auto Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Attention, first-time customers. Enjoy exclusive discounts, $25 off any repair or maintenance of $100 or more, $50 off with a $250 expenditure, and $100 off repairs $750 or more. And that's not all. Get complimentary fuel treatment with every oil change service while supplies last. Visit them on Highway 13 and Park Falls for worry-free fall-color drives. D&D Tire and Auto Center, your one-stop for savings and service.
Save big money and update your home for the holidays with beautiful Mastercraft doors at Menards. Mastercraft has been building high-quality doors for over 50 years. Choose from our huge in-stock selection or design your door your way with our free step-by-step design program. Online or in-store today. Right now, save time and money with a pre-finished bright white 6-panel interior door system. Only $129.99 now at Menards. Sale price good through December 8th.
Warm season's greetings to you all from Menards.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a spring air mattress set. Queen and full sizes on display with twin and king available. Plus, Ken will deliver no charge within 40 miles of Phillips. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpeting by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture and other unique items on display. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday, Ken's Carpet Center is your K&B appliance outlet also. Stop in today or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet. Right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to connect the idea of imagining yourself being good at money with my favorite academic research paper ever, which is about shooting free throws. Basketball. Stay with me. The study had one group of players practice their free throws every day for an extra 2 hours, and then another group of players imagining themselves practicing free throws for the same amount of time every day. The researchers called this simulated mental practice. The research showed that the mental practice, without any actual physical execution, improved their free throw shooting more than just going through the motions. I'm not saying that imagining yourself good with money will suddenly make you a gazillionaire, or imagining that free throw shooting is going to make you Damian Lillard, but both can help. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Partly cloudy and cold today, but it is not going to be windy. Our high right around 20 this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 7 above. Could see a few flurries overnight tomorrow. Mostly cloudy in the low 20s. We'll bounce back into the mid to upper 30s by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 15.
98Q Country.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, but do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, "Hey Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?" Then how the reindeer loved him as he shouted out with glee, "Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history."
Sitting on a pile like Warren Buffett. I know everybody says Money can't buy happiness, but it can buy me a boat. It can buy me a truck to pull me. It can buy me a Yeti 110 eyes down with some silver bullets. Yeah, and I know what they say, money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so, but it can buy me a boat. They call me redneck, white trash, and blue collar, but I could change all that if I had a couple million dollars. I keep hearing that money is the root of all evil, and you can't fit a camel through the eye of a needle. I'm sure that's probably true, but it still sounds pretty cool, cause it could buy me a boat. It could buy me a truck to pull it. It can buy me a Yeti 110 eyes down with some silver bullets. Yeah, and I know what they say, money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so, but it can buy me a boat to float down on the water with a beer. I hear the Powerball lotto is sitting on $100 million. Well, that'll buy me a brand new riding wheel. It can buy me a boat. It could buy me a truck to pull it. It could buy me a Yeti 110 ass down with some silver bullets. Yeah, and I know what they say, money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so, but it can buy me a boat. Yeah, and I know what they say, money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so, but it can buy me a boat. You can buy me a boat.
You're on the phone,
on the computer,
and on the job,
and so are we.
We listen every day in the office.
We're on.
And love the music.
98Q Country.
Teller down at the bank, you're just another checking account. To the plumber that came today, you're just another house. At the airport ticket counter, you're just another fare. At the beauty shop at the mall, well, you're just another head of hair. Well, that's alright, that's okay. You don't feel important, honey. Says to the world, you may be just another girl, but to me, baby, you are the world. To the waiter at the restaurant, you're just another tip. To the guy at the ice cream shop, you're just another dip. When you can't get reservations, cause you don't have a clout, or you didn't get an invitation, cause somebody left you out. That's alright, that's okay. When you don't feel important, honey, all I got to say is to the just another girl, but to me, baby, you are the world. You think you're one of millions, but you're one in million me. When you wonder if you matter, baby, look into my eyes. Tell me, can't you see?
okay. When you don't feel important, honey, all I got to say is to the world, you may be just another girl, but to me, baby, you are the world.
Love that. Brad Paisley at 98Q. Joel here, the morning show. Careful on those roads out there. So got some snow coming down. Expected to taper off here today. 21 for the high temp today. Well, one of the stories that continues to be kind of ongoing is ahead of the tariffs that President, soon-to-be President Trump, President-elect Trump, is proposing. Countries are taking steps. The Chinese have announced, the Chinese government yesterday announced that it is banning the export of some key tech material to the United States in response to the new U.S. restrictions on semiconductor-related exports to China. So the Biden administration announced the new restrictions. These are actually restrictions that are in place now. This is even ahead of the tariff stuff. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens if the tariff thing actually goes through, that how our relationship with other countries will be. With that, it's yet to be seen. We'll all find out one way or another. I think we're just kind of hoping for, you know, just a smooth path there. I was going through some of the interesting facts this morning that I have, and I haven't done this in a while, but this one kind of caught my eye as some of the most amazing and interesting facts about your favorite nostalgic TV shows. You know the show MASH, still a classic show. It's not in syndication on network TV, but it is available, always available somewhere on an app. But the MASH finale, way back in 1983, still continues to be the most watched TV finale of all time. 106 million people tuned in to watch the MASH finale way back in the early 80s. Golden Girls, are you a fan of the Golden Girls? Did you know that more than 100 cheesecakes were eaten during the filming of the Golden Girls? If you look, they were always eating cheesecake. More than 100 were eaten during the filming. Lucille Ball from the original Lucy show, I Love Lucy. She was the second woman to ever appear pregnant on television. What else here? Oh, Angela Lansbury, the show she had, Murder, She Hopes. She was not the first choice for that. Jean Stapleton, who played Edith Bunker on the show All in the Family. Oh, Archie, that Edith Bunker. She was actually the first choice. Angela Lansbury got it. And if I was to ask you, what is the longest running drama in the history of U.S. television, primetime drama, in the history of U.S. television? The answer to that would be Masterpiece Theater. January of 1971, following the success of a 1967 adaptation of a show called the Fossite Saga. It became a show, and it continues, I think it continues on now, doesn't it? I think it does. I think it does. Valerie Harper, remember the show, the Mary Tyler Moore show? With Mary Tyler Moore. Valerie Harper, she was not scheduled to be her friend, her best friend on that show. She was, the executive didn't want her to be on that show. They said she was too pretty. They didn't want her to clash with Mary Tyler Moore, but obviously she did end up being. And Richie Cunningham from the original show Happy Days, he actually accepted his Happy Days offer. The main reason he accepted it, according to rumors, is that he did it so he could avoid the draft. It's a good thing. I mean, I think he contributed a lot. Obviously, he brought a lot of laughs. And the theme song for, I'm not encouraging that or endorsing that, but it just is what it is. And the theme song, did you know, I knew this, but did you know that when you watch Seinfeld, the theme song for every Seinfeld episode is just a little bit different. It's got the same sound to it, but every episode of Seinfeld, the theme song is just a little bit different. Amazing and interesting facts to dazzle your friends and family with.
98Q Country.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack I was pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. As I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah. She said, don't come home if you go to the bar. I said, okay, baby, then got drunk out in the yard. 2 a.m., I knock, knock, knock up on the door. Well, she never unlocked, locked it, guess I don't live there no more. Yeah, she meant business this time. I can't believe my bloodshot eyes. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack I was pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. As I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah. I use that empty bag of corn to rest my head. A camo jacket for a blanket, then passed out like I was dead. Still got one heck of a buzz. If I look like a train wreck, it's because I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bottle of Jack I was pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. As I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yes, I did. I can't believe I gotta be at work at 9. About to catch this 45. Oh, I guess if this really is goodbye, at least I took my boots off this time. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack I was pouring. Guess she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck.
She let us know by tonight which one it would be. So I waited by the phone, but she never called me up. Had to know what was going on, so I drove by her house. And sure enough, that ain't my truck in her drive. Man, this ain't my. Sitting here all night, wondering what it was I did so wrong that he did so right. I thought of breaking down the door, but there's nothing left to say. That Chevy 4x4 says it all. Sitting in my place, that ain't my truck in her drive. Thank you.
Country.
I can't love you more than my hometown. Mamas, let your boys be country. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new man.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Sensitive. I have a tendency to pay more attention to the things that I need. Sometimes I drink too much. Sometimes I test your trust. Sometimes I don't know why you stay with me. I'm hard to love, hard to love. Oh, I don't make it easy. Well, I couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. I'm hard to love. But I love that you love me good. Yeah. I am a short fuse. I am a wrecking ball. Crashing into your heart like I do. You're like a Sunday morning. Full of grace and full of Jesus. I wish that I could be more like you. I'm hard to love, hard to love. No, I don't make it easy. Well, I couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. I'm hard to love, hard to love. And you say that you need me. Well, I don't deserve it, but I love that you love me good. Love me. Couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. I'm hard to love, hard to love. And you say that you need me. I don't deserve it, but I love that you love me.
Admitting his faults, Lee Brice. Hard to love, and I hate you, country. When you're thinking about what to do this weekend, Christmas in the Village in Butternut, this is really cool. They've got like 15 places that you can go, and some of them are businesses, some of them are people's houses that they have made stuff or are fundraising for. It's really a cool concept. So we encourage you to go to the Village Hall in Butternut. Right away, Saturday morning. You can go there today, tomorrow, but you can go Saturday morning. And just before 9, grab yourself a little punch card or whatever it is, or a stamp. And then they have a list of all the vendors. And you can go around and you can check them all out. All kinds of different crafting items. I'm seeing wreaths on here. I'm seeing a Tupperware dealer. I'm seeing homemade recycled rugs. I'm seeing just general craft items. Canned goods, gifts, and homemade decor. It's a fun day. If you're into that stuff, by Saturday, that'll be a fun day. Christmas in the Village. And you can go to the BABA, Butternut Area Business Association. Just Google them on the website, or the Village Hall in Butternut has more details. Very cool event going on Saturday. We'll have DJ Big G. out at St. Croix Rods I know that happened. Big G is going to be at St. Croix Rods. They have a huge event, sale event going on, and he's going to be there Saturday from 9:30 to 12:30, broadcasting live. Not only will you save money for your Christmas shopping with St. Croix Rods, but Big G is going to have the wheel. You can spin that and maybe win some prizes and gift certificates from area businesses. That's absolutely free to spin the wheel. So he'll be at St. Croix Rods right at the main gift shop area there, north end of Park Falls, Saturday from 9:30 to 12:30. We've got Mike McKay standing by to take you 10 to 2. He's got the holiday wreath. I don't think that's meant to go around his neck, but whatever. 10 to 2, and then Greg Gunderson will be in from 2 to 5. And then it is Packer football on the way for you also. Lena, come on in before I get out of here. Lena has dropped by to chat with us a little bit this morning. How from Lena's Northern Pines Resort. How are you doing, Lena?
Oh, I am excited. Look at that snow flying out there, Joel. Oh. Everybody who owns a business has to be excited about that.
Yeah, and we're getting a combination of a little flurry and a little lake effect, so it's starting to build up out there a little bit, isn't
getting
it?
Getting crazy out there. Really good.
Yeah, we're hoping maybe next week we can get some of those groomers out and get things rolling out there on the trails and stuff. Lena's a great place. Your dinner destination to head on out for maybe a little night out this weekend, right?
Absolutely. Your dinner destination. And if you haven't heard, we are delivering now on Fridays and Saturdays.
Okay.
4 to 8 p.m. only for the time being.
All right. So. And is that anything or pizza or what are you delivering?
Pizza, burgers, fries, anything that's on the menu. If your heart desires it, we'll deliver it to you.
All right. So. Now, Friday night, you've got the seafood buffet, right?
Yep.
The fish, of course, too, a seafood buffet Friday night.
Yep.
And then Saturday, Sunday mornings, the breakfast buffet. If people want to come out and have a little breakfast out there.
Well, we've changed it up a little bit.
Okay.
We've eliminated the breakfast now, Joel.
Okay.
Jenny's and the family restaurant here in town are everybody's favorites.
Okay.
So, we're going to bring that back in May when the warm weather hits us. But we're going to be your dinner destination now going forward.
Very good. And holiday parties, I mentioned this the other day, a lot of businesses like to push back their holiday parties kind of into January because Christmas is so busy. But you've got a room out there for them if they haven't scheduled or decided what they're going to do for maybe their family or their business. You got a great place out there for them.
Absolutely. We have plenty of room yet available in January. We do have several parties already booked here in December. But we could squeeze you in if you have a last-minute desire for a gathering.
All right. Lodging available out there, too, if that's something that intrigues you, getting the in-laws out of the house and into another place, whatever it may be. Lena's Northern Pines Resort, Butternut Lake, and also Lena's Bar and Grill. Right there in Glidden, too, a very popular place right in the heart, right in the city of Glidden there, right?
Right, and if you go to the bar and have a burger, it's going to be the same kind of burger you're going to get at the Pines. So,
all right.
Just like McDonald's, it's going to taste the same wherever you go.
Exactly. All right, so check them out on Facebook, and where are you out on the web, too? What's the website location?
Lena's Northern Pines or Lena's Bar and Grill.
All right, very good. Your dinner destination there? All right.
All right, everybody have a great week.
Thank you, Lena. Thanks for coming in. She's slip-sliding her way out of here. The snow is bringing the smiles to faces up here in the Northwoods, and we're hoping that it'll continue and that warm weather this weekend won't put a dent in that. Hope you have yourself a great Thursday. Packers today after the Greg Gunderson Show 2 to 5. I'm kind of anxious to hear this song. I don't think I've heard this one before. Darius Rucker. Hang on. Maybe the song isn't ready for me to play. I thought it was ready for me to play. Hang on just a second here. Here it is. I got it right here. There we go. There we go. Darius Rucker did a little Grinch song here. It's going to be fun. Mike McKay is in next. See you back in here tomorrow morning.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch.
have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I take the seasick crocodile. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words to best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk. Mr. Grinch, you're the king of sinful sots. Your heart's a dead tomato, scorched with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable. Mangled up and tangled up now. With a noxious super nos. You're a crooked, tricky jockey, and you drive a crooked